This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
The latest filings show New York's real estate and legal industries drove much of Mayor Adams' latest campaign cash haul. It's Thursday, January 18th, and this is your New York Daily News. Thursday's forecast calls for cloudy skies in New York City with a high near 33 and a low near 21. New York's real estate and legal industries drove much of Mayor Adams' latest campaign cash haul, the latest filings show, helping put the mayor ahead of any would-be competitors for his 2025 campaign. It was one of several findings in a Daily News analysis of his latest campaign finance report released Tuesday, showing Adams raised $399,000 from last July 14th to January 12th. All told, Adams has raised a total of about $3 million so far as he vies for a second term. Here's a look at some key observations from Adams' latest campaign haul, which covers the most recent six-month period. The legal world stood among the top sectors to contribute to Adams' campaign, with at least six dozen individuals contributing over $70,000 during the reporting period. Almost half came from one firm. More on that later. Real estate companies, large and small, also chipped into Adams' latest haul, with some four dozen contributors with job titles that include real estate agent, developer, builder, or CEO in a development firm giving money. Adams has made it known he's a pro-business mayor ready to streamline bureaucracy for the sake of real estate developers looking to build in New York City. The amounts from real estate interests total at least $51,720. Among the developers is Sam Charney, who is currently involved in building a 261-unit property in Gowanus, and David Neal, a principal at the Durst Organization, a New York City real estate firm with a major foothold in several well-known properties. Each gave Adams' campaign $2,100. Residents in Manhattan contributed more to Adams than his home borough of Brooklyn. Campaign numbers show at least 111 contributors that Call Manhattan Home gave to the mayor, with numbers that range from $10 to $2,100. The majority of those contributions were matched by the city's campaign finance board. Adams is participating in the 8-to-1 matching funds program that allows him to collect extra money from the city in a program designed to limit influence from deep-pocketed donors. Adams' home borough of Brooklyn was nearly as generous to the mayor, with over 100 Brooklynites giving to Adams, who once served as its borough president. Brooklyn has doubled as the epicenter for political power in the city, given that all three citywide elected officials, Adams, Comptroller Brad Lander, and public advocate Jumaane Williams, hail from the borough. The filings also showed that while Brooklyn was good to Adams, the mayor had to issue refunds to some of his supporters.
My name is Greg Jackson. I'm a PhD holding historian, a professor, and the creator of History That Doesn't Suck, a podcast that makes legit, seriously researched American history come to life through entertaining stories. Join me for a chronological telling of the United States story, from the Revolution to fractious Civil War, tenacious inventors, brave reformers, and more. With more than 100 episodes, you can already binge listen your way from 1776 to the early 20th century. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on Spotify.
Dozens of employees at a Manhattan law firm participating in a fellow program that provides legal help to City Hall pumped nearly $30,000 into Mayor Adams' campaign coffers, the new filings show. The wave of donations from lawyers at the high-powered firm King & Spalding marked the largest contribution from a single company to Adams in the recent filing. King & Spalding spokeswoman Micheline Tang said this fall's donations were made as part of a fundraiser held at the firm's office. 38 King & Spalding employees, including Ed Kehoe, the firm's managing partner, gave Adams' re-election bid a combined $29,505 between this past October 11th and November 8th, according to campaign finance filings released Tuesday. The city partnership that King and Spalding's involved in was announced by Adams in November 2022. Under the initiative dubbed the Legal Fellows Program, King and Spalding and eight other law firms would assign attorneys to work for city agencies in order to help the Adams administration address lawyer staff shortages in the municipal ranks, according to a City Hall press release. Salaries for the attorneys would be covered by their firms. Contribution restrictions do not apply to the firm because it's not compensated by the city for the program, Tang said. The campaign returned contributions 91 times during the past 6 months, totaling over $125,000, according to the filings. It returned one in June, five in July, 33 in August, three in September, seven in October, two in November, and 41 times so far in January. This compares with 61 returns made in the last period covering January to July 2022, despite having raised $1.3 million in that period. Adams' campaign compliance attorney Vito Pitta said some donors gave more than the legal limit. Ensnaring the Adams campaign in the latter part of 2023 were two separate allegations of illegal donations. The first came in May, when the Manhattan District Attorney's Office unearthed a straw donor scheme involving an Adams ally. The other involved an FBI probe into illegal straw donations involving Adams' campaign, a Brooklyn-based construction group, and the Turkish government. The Turkey investigation triggered the campaign to suspend fundraising activity until it conducted an internal inquiry to ensure compliance. The campaign said it determined no wrongdoing took place and resumed fundraising once again. For more on this story and for the latest in New York City politics, visit nydailynews.com and follow us on social media at nydailynews. Thanks for listening. My name is Imran Sheikh.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.